In this video, we are going to focus on a very practical question. Who is this chaplain practice for? That question matters because many new ministries begin with sincere love, but not enough definition. A chaplain may say, "I just want to help people." That is a beautiful starting point, but it is not yet a ministry field. A licensed chaplain practice becomes stronger when it can clearly name the community, setting, or people it is especially called to serve. In other words, you need to find your field. A chaplain practice is usually healthier when it moves from general compassion to specific mission. Instead of saying, "I want to help everyone," it begins to say, "I believe God is calling this ministry toward these people in this setting with this kind of care." That kind of clarity changes everything. It helps you explain the ministry. It helps people know whether the ministry fits their need. It helps leaders know how to support it. It helps you avoid becoming vague, scattered, or overextended. Sometimes we also use the word parish for this kind of ministry focus. We use it in the sense of a sojourn. A parish is not just a territory on a map. It can also mean a faithful sojourn among a certain people group, burden, or circle of care. Your chaplain practice may have a parish among grieving families, caregivers, lonely older adults, first responders, hospital patients, inmates, refugees, or a neighborhood carrying deep strain. That is not limiting love. That is giving love a faithful field. So how do you find your field? First, pay attention to where people already come to you. What kinds of burdens keep appearing? What kinds of people do you keep encountering? What setting keeps opening? Sometimes calling becomes clearer through repeated contact. Second, pay attention to what kind of suffering you are especially prepared to meet. This does not mean only what touches your emotions. It means where your training, temperament, life experience, spiritual maturity, and ministry opportunity come together. You may care about many things, but your chaplain practice will usually be stronger if it begins with one field you can describe clearly. Third, pay attention to where your ministry can actually be sustained. A strong chaplain practice is not built only on desire. It also needs a real place, a real rhythm, some leadership connection, and a realistic scope. Calling and structure belong together. For example, your field may be hospital visitation and grief care caregivers, and lonely seniors community crisis, and prayer support reentry encouragement, and spiritual care for families under strain or a soul center parish among a defined local people group. Once the field becomes clearer, the ministry becomes easier to shape. Now, what should be avoided? Do not define the ministry so broadly that it means almost nothing. Do not say yes to every possible need before the practice has a clear identity. Do not confuse compassion with unlimited scope. Do not build a chaplain practice around pressure alone. And do not choose a field only because it sounds impressive. A better question is, where is God calling this ministry to become faithfully present? That is the field. A chaplain practice does not become stronger by trying to stand everywhere at once. It becomes stronger by learning where to stand with prayer, dignity, and clear purpose. When you find your field, you can serve more clearly, more steadily, and more fruitfully. And that is one of the most important steps in building a real local chaplain practice.